And the first of those people is an old pro from Chicago. He did our show a bunch and always told wonderful pieces, and I'm so happy to have him here. Also worth noting, I played his wedding, so thank you for that. And we're going to record three podcasts together in the next 24 hours. We've become more content than man at this point. Please welcome to the stage Mr. Charlie Madsen.
I love being here. I'm so happy you guys are here. This is probably the most sincere, joy-filled group I've ever been in for the past, was it 4 years now that I've been doing this?
Yeah.
And, God. And so I'm just happy that you guys are in Los Angeles, a place where occasionally you can't find sincerity. Occasionally. It's not that bad, guys. All right. So, second time I was here, I shared something that I've never shared in public. So I'm just going to continue that trend here on probably my 12th time. I am not what people would call a hardworking kind of person. However, regarding trivial, non-essential tasks, I am a master. I am obsessive, some would say, to a fault. I would agree. And Eric, and anyone else who's listened to this podcast can tell you that I spend hours, if not days and years, on colorful spreadsheets dedicated to various sports statistics that I play out in NBA 2K games. It's very complicated. Listen to the podcast if you want to hear all of it. I also have all of the WrestleMania main events memorized, and I've watched every single WWE, WCW, and ECW pay-per-view in order from 1982 to 2000, not including the ones I watched in real time. I also have a spreadsheet for that where I track the good matches. Look forward to the Tumblr when that comes out when I'm done. And so this puts me in that kind of, let's just say, nerd geek Venn diagram situation where it's the obsession versus the knowledge, that kind of a thing. And so I'm sure plenty of you also are that way. I mean, of course you are, otherwise you probably wouldn't be in the back of a comic book shop in Hollywood on a Friday night. So you get it. And with these fruitless obsessions, I have the insatiable urge to complete a task no matter what stands in the way. And I am what I would call a completist. So help me God if I do not get the points per game differential of the Boston Celtics this year on the bar sheet right. You know, if I haven't updated it since December, I'm going to get a little pissy. So anyways, all this prologue is out here just to paint what goes on in my head when something needs to be completed. And this sets the stage for what happened on Thanksgiving weekend 1996. I grew up on the isolated island of Kodiak, Alaska, and it's a rare occasion that I would ever be in a full-blown, actual, literal comic book shop. It's took my brother and I 8 months to collect every issue of Maximum Carnage in 1993, which, you know, was like only so many issues. It took us forever to get that. And so when we went to the metropolis that is Anchorage, Alaska, I found myself magnetically zipped right to Bosco's, which is every Alaskan's guide for Batman to broadswords. And Thanksgiving 1995 was my chance to complete a collection. And then I was 11 years old at the time, and my obsession that year was collecting every single issue of the Age of Apocalypse series. Now, this, of course, was, for those not familiar, a dystopian arc where alternative universe where a power-hungry madman destroys half the planet, which is no longer fantasy and now on the verge of being fake. So I only had a few issues left, and I was going to be damned if I wasn't going to finish my collection that weekend because it wasn't going to come to me again. And so I had to get Gambit and the Eternals number 3. And I'd searched high and low, and I had one last place to look, and that was the Fifth Avenue Mall Bosco's. And after I'd finished my Arby's beef and cheddar and my very large Mr. Pibb, I went right for the comic book store in the mall. Straight to the box with the letter G. G.I. Joe? No. Gambit? No, wasn't there. Green Lantern? No, I could not find it. And my anxiety of completion had overwhelmed my senses, and I was on a mission. Pibb was cursing through my nervous system. Where was it? Where? I was flush with panic. Suddenly, without warning, a flood of warmth came over my right leg. And I looked down in shock, because this couldn't be what I thought it was. I was 11. I'm almost an adult. I've never wet the bed. I don't pee myself. That's what other people do. That's for kids named Rupert. But sure enough, there was a large dark pool forming on the floor of the comic book shop. Oh no, is what I said. And then the two comic book store employees peered from around their books and said, oh no, dude. And I said, look, this doesn't happen to me. I'm not that kid. That's I don't pee my pants, I said as my pants were soaked with urine. And I just got so distracted in my search for this that I neglected my other bodily functions. And I quickly ran to the bathroom and soaked my pants with more water because wetter pants are not wet pants, right? It's just dark jeans. It's a distraction, right? And then eventually that didn't work, and you reach a point with your piss-soaked jeans where you just can't put the genie back in the bottle. And I had to accept things the way they were. I had pee pants. And I didn't have enough money to buy a new pair of pants and a comic book. And you would think that such a moment of embarrassment would have caused me to run and hide. But no, I had a task. And I strode back in, sheepish but defiant, and the employees had laid down a few towels. And I said in a very laid back, like, can you believe this shit tone about myself? And I'm like, oh man, who would have seen that coming? Peeing my pants. That, not me. That's crazy. Anyways, do you guys have Gambit in the Externals number 3? And it turns out they did. It was in the X section, which is bullshit, because that's not the title of the comic book. It begins with the letter G. We exchanged pleasantries, and I left the store with my pants wet, but a prize in hand. And that night, I rode in the way back of my parents' station wagon in the reverse-facing seat to keep away from my brother and sister. And I got to read that comic book under the little dome light that's in the back reverse-facing seat. It was perfect. And I'd gotten exactly what I wanted, but at what price? This was a complete embarrassment, but it would quietly stay with me, and I kept it to myself. It was nervous. This was my one true shame, and I needed to get myself under control. I mean, my obsession had made me pee my pants in public. What if this happened in front of other 11-year-olds who would be much less forgiving than comic book store employees? You don't go through middle school with the kind of reputation as a kid that pees his pants. And so for a long time, I kept this quiet shame. And this had never happened again in my life. This was the one instance. And then when I got older and I started talking with other people my age and I heard their very similar stories, you just grow up and you learn to laugh about it because you start to date women who shit their pants. And, you know, people who just puke themselves to sleep and just, like, sleep with their head on a toilet. And, you know, after you turn 21, these stories, they get much worse than comic book store pee. And you live without that dignity for a moment, but then you regain it because you assume that you're the stupidest person that ever lived. And then when I look back, that's not what I see. I see that even in that moment of shame at 11 years old, I wasn't going to let a lack of Kegel strength stop me from completing my task. In the right scenario, we are all the pee pants kids. It sucks, it happens, and recently I've learned it's actually quite presidential. But if any of you right now are feeling like you're possibly in a meltdown, you gotta say the title in point. If you're at a complete and total loss and you just feel like you're in a state of shock of what you assumed you knew about yourself and the world around you is not exactly what you thought it was, maybe this story will inspire you to dry yourself off and stride back in with complete pride mixed with shame and embarrassment undeterred. Or as Winston Churchill said, success is not final, failure is not fatal, and, you know, just wrap a towel around your waist so the other kids don't make fun of you. It's the courage to continue that counts!
Thank you, Charlie Madsen! Charlie was there when this tradition was born. If you say the theme of the night in your story, you must point to the sky. That is so important. I bet that Meltdown has a copy of Gambit in the Externals number 3. Someone please go buy that and get Charlie to sign it. That would make... I'll do it.